your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind here every Sunday from 8 to 9. You know, you could probably bebop that.
Probably
all the rhyming
could.
On that one.
You could. You could kind of work it into something.
Yeah. I'll have to work on something this week.
Well, happy Sunday morning, Jefferson.
Yes, happy smoky Sunday.
Yes, it is a smoky one here. Hope everybody's doing okay.
Yeah.
You know, our hopes and prayers are still out with an awful lot of people that are under threat of wildfire still this Sunday.
Yeah.
They have found some stabilization in some of the fires, but others continue to rage, especially the one in Lake County, and which is now into Mendocino and Colusa County and continuing to grow.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and they got the National Guard out on that one, too.
Yeah. It's a mess. It really is.
And then Trinity, of course.
Trinity, as long as the weather holds, I think they've got most of their fire lines stabilized. There's a lot going on up there. If you look at the incident maps of the fire and the spread, not sure how real accurate those are. Went up there and looked around a little bit, and it's spread a lot further than what the maps are showing. There's some dispute going on, you know, like Forest Service is saying up in the Trinity Pines that they lost 20-some structures. Locals are saying they lost over 130 homes plus outbuildings and and things like that.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah. I guess it depends on how you define a structure or a home. So, anyways, a lot of that, there's a lot of story coming out. You know, it's a pretty amazing community up there in Trinity County, how people came together and how a lot of people stayed in place and fought the fire on their property themselves without the assistance of Forest Service or CAL FIRE.
Well, sometimes that's what you have to do. I mean, there's just not enough firemen and bombers and trucks and everything. And, you know, a lot of times they may not even be able to get to you, unfortunately.
And, you know, when the resources are tapped like they are, you kind of start asking the questions, well, why are we so short on the resources to defend Californians from something that we know is going to happen, especially considering the policies of California that exacerbate the problem? And at a time that we're collecting tens of millions of dollars in
illegal taxes, for example.
In illegal taxes specifically for what they, you know, they say is fires. Why not so much as one new fireman, one new engine, one new bomber, one new anything?
Yeah.
You know, actually the pool of resources has shrunk over the last 5 years. Our fire bomber fleet, which was never really as large as it needed to be, is like a fourth of the size that it was. So, one of the crippling things for Trinity County was there was no air assets. And a lot of that they're saying is due to the inversion layer and smoke. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, the truth of that is those air assets were detailed to other fires. There wasn't enough to go around.
Well, I know L.A.'s been burning. Well, not L.A. I mean, L.A. is always burning, but the county itself, for something like two and a half months now. I have a buddy who's down there on that one, so...
Yeah. Well, it is. It's kind of ridiculous, and you look at some of the things that the state's looking at funding. We can't protect our own people. The state of California is creating policy that is endangering our citizens. They're failing to provide the assets to protect our citizens. Yet they're looking at things like we citizens subsidizing low-cost auto insurance for illegal aliens.
Yeah, and I'm just so happy that the California Air Resources Board is just making sure all of our air is clean.
Yeah.
Because what would happen if I walked out the door today and it was just so smoky that you could barely breathe?
Yeah.
You know?
Good thing they've shut everything down, huh?
Yeah. You know, because, wow.
Yeah, it is. It's insanity. You know, and I think kind of leads us to our topic today, because our Facebook sites, which are always very, very active, are going back and forth, and we've been picking up an awful lot of trolls lately. And for
you
those,
might have to explain that one.
For those of you that are not internet savvy, there are people that get their giggles in their life from just kind of trolling around Facebook pages and social media, and
they're
asking,
loitering, basically.
Yeah,
they're internet loitering,
and they're looking to poke roadkill with a dead stick, and you know, just kind of they ask questions they really don't care about, trying to provoke an argument or a response, or they couch their questions in such a way that there's only one answer to give them what they want to hear. And anyways, these kind of people are referred to as trolls.
Yeah.
So we've been picking up an awful lot of trolls lately, and you know, some of us were having a conversation, and it occurred to me is, why are we the ones that feel the need to defend our position? You know, really, what is the state of Jefferson asking for other than a return to a system that worked, that functioned, that at the time that system was in place, we were the most prosperous state really in the world.
Yeah. It's how we got the largest economy in the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't just get built in a day, and you had to maintain it somehow, and now we're destroying that. And I think the most telling picture of that was from the Sacramento Bee last week or the week before. Did you get to see that?
Yeah, the Jefferson flag.
Yeah, where you got the Jefferson flag hanging probably off of somebody's house, and you have all those fires in the background, and you can see it clear as day, the actual flame, not just smoke, but flame. And the title of that article was Jefferson Burns.
Yeah.
Yeah, so give us our state. We'll fix the fires, because all it takes is prudent, you know, planning of your forestry.
Yeah.
And then we wouldn't have these devastating wildfires that are taking people's homes and livelihoods away.
Even the ability to harvest timber to the federally mandated level would be a massive improvement. You know, a lot of people go, oh, these are federal lands, blah, 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 blah. California doubles down on the environmental policy so bad that we're not even allowed to harvest to the federal levels of timber standards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes forever to get a harvest plan. You can't get salvaged timber out of a burn.
Yeah.
You know, we were spending some time talking about what a natural wildfire is supposed to look like, and the difference between that and these, you know, how it's supposed to be a slow burn that kind of creeps through the forest and cleans out the slash, opens up seed pods, things like that. And, you know, now we're dealing with these just catastrophic apocalyptic infernos.
And one of the reasons for that is, as Robert mentioned, is when you have all this dead timber just decaying on the forest floor, there's not solid ground under it because it's decaying. So when you have a fire that goes through there, it's like having like the peat moss in Moscow, where it'll shoot underneath that so-called top layer, and it'll burn, and you won't see another burn for 50 feet.
Yeah.
Or 25 feet or 100 feet. And now you have multiple burns, which is extremely dangerous for your firefighters.
Yeah. And one of the worst parts is, too, is you have what they call ladder fuels, where you actually get such a big pile of kindling through the forest, and then you get dead snags and things like that that are actually leaning on trees.
You're creating fires.
And once the you know, the fire moves up these ladder fuels into the treetops of living trees, it leaps treetop to treetop and
it might not even touch the forest floor for another half mile.
Yeah. And it for you know, when you're supposed to have a slow burn that'll go through, it'll burn some things, it'll char bark. That's actually healthy for the forest when it does that, because it does open the seeds. But when you have a fire that has so much tinder and so much fuel that the sap inside of a tree starts to boil to the point that the tree explodes, that's not natural.
No.
That's not a normal state of a wildfire. You know, and directly that's related to California policy, and, you know, bringing it back to the fact that we're not protecting our citizens from that. We're creating the problem. We're not protecting our citizens from it. We're not doing anything. We have no consideration of protecting our citizens. The state of California's priorities is ensuring illegal aliens who they have issued illegal driver's licenses to. That's where our state's priorities are. They're not here in the north.
Yeah.
They're
well, and that's what you hear all the time is all of these fringe issues. Let's just make sure that everybody can actually live in their homes. Let's make sure that everybody can get to the jobs where they make money so they can live in their homes, buy their food.
Jobs.
That there are jobs. And when we're talking about driver's license for illegals. As far as I'm concerned right now, we shouldn't even be talking about that at all. We should be focusing on the American citizens who are struggling out there. And they're struggling, why? Because of California policies. For example, this last week, President Obama let out his new Air Resources Board plan. And he says that 20 new states need to start complying with all of these air quality standards and all that.
Or
and
else.
How, yeah, or else. And that if more states were like California, we'd all be better off. What?
Tell me one good thing about California anymore.
Hold on. About California itself or the topography? Because that doesn't really count as California. Because you could rename it Bob.
Yeah. Well, you know, it used to
yeah,
be,
Bob.
You know, it used to be you could be like, well, we got good wine, but I think that just burned down.
Actually, it's moving. It's no longer in Napa. It's now down in somewhere else that they're actually getting really good wine because of the way that the climate change.
The Mediterranean climate. Yeah. So, yeah, that is, you know, one of the things, and that's what kind of brought me to thinking about, we don't need to defend our position. We can, what we're talking about restoring our representative model and the things that we're talking about, we can go right to the history books and go, look, it worked.
Yeah.
The state was prosperous. The people were prosperous. There was jobs.
Just don't say which history books, because then they'll have to rewrite them.
Yeah.
They're probably not complying with Common Core.
Howard Zinn's waiting in the bushes somewhere.
Yeah, right?
With his pen.
You know, I actually need to read that book. I've never read it.
Don't.
Well, you know, like, don't. You read, you know, Rules for Radicals, so you understand
it's
why
worse.
Alinskyites are the way they are.
Yeah, but it
you know?
It doesn't even qualify as fiction.
Well, you know, I've read some pretty bad fiction in my life. I did go to college and am a creative writing minor, so, you know, I've read some pretty bad stuff.
Yeah, Howard Zinn's History of the World is, it's bad.
Yeah.
Or the History of America.
Well, even he says it wasn't written as a history book, so why are we using it as a history book in public schools?
Because they don't have any interest in teaching history. It's propaganda, and
that's what
they want to do. You know, depending on how far down the rabbit trail you want to go, some of the things that
we only have an hour.
They're looking at doing. Exactly. Speaking of which, we should probably get
snap.
To our first break.
Yeah. So we're going to roll off into our break. I do want to make an announcement before every break today. We do have the second annual clay shooting tournament. It's been set for October the 24th. We'll have more information as we get closer. But mark it on your calendars, Jeffersonians. It's always so much fun.
Yeah, last year was a good time.
It was a blast. So, October the 24th, second annual clay shooting tournament, and this is the Jefferson State of Mind. Feel free to call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room, which is totally hopping today, at kcnr1460.com.
the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
For the past 17 years, the Shasta Land Trust has served our community by conserving the beauty, character, and diversity of significant lands in far northern California. Working with landowners, partners, and supporters, the Land Trust conserves places that protect water quality and provide wildlife habitat and recreation. This summer, the Land Trust celebrates the permanent protection of a ranch in the Cow Creek watershed that brings the total to 22,500 acres preserved. The Shasta Land Trust, preserving places people love for future generations to enjoy.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Very apt, Saul. What's going on?
A little bit.
Oh, man.
But yeah, we were here. We were kind of talking about, you know, the differences of opinion and why the people that are talking about restoring it ourselves to a successful model needs to defend itself against the folks that for the last 50 years have been destroying the greatest state in the nation. Do they really have a track record that they can support?
Well, what's the definition of the insanity? Doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, expecting a different result. Well, when you tax the working class to pay for the non-working class, for whatever reason that non-working class is not working, you can't sustain that when more people are not working than are working.
Well,
that doesn't work.
At what point do you come to the understanding that it's actually accomplishing exactly what they want? It's not like, oh, whoops, we, you know, for the last 50 years, we just haven't been paying attention and haven't figured out that this doesn't work. It does work for them. This is what they want.
Well, for example, my grandfather sent me an email sometime this last week, and it was that Illuminati New World Order game that came out in like 1980 or 1982 or something like that. And he goes, did you know that this existed? And I'm like, yeah, I know that it exists. He's like, this is exactly what America's doing. You know, with the gun control, with the environmental, with all that. And I'm like,
almost like a bunch of world leaders got together in a city in South America and came up with a United Nations New World Order agenda of what they wanted to do, and then wrote a great big 800-page book about it and have been following that plan ever since. Almost something like that.
I don't remember. What's that called? Was it signed in Rio?
Yeah,
I think it was somewhere around 92-ish, 93.
Something like that.
What's that called? You know, maybe we should ask Paul Preston.
Yeah.
Paul Preston might know.
It'll come to me.
Yeah.
So, but, it is. It's getting to the point that where do you wake up to the fact that the policy is to disenfranchise, to destroy the prosperity, to destroy the chances of citizens and rural rural Californians, they don't want us living here. You know, listen to the things that Jerry Brown has said. Listen to some of the things, you know, some of the things that our legislature is doing, and look at where it's aimed. Look at what it's up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have been following a policy of where we actually draw our lines of representation in accordance to people that don't even belong in this country who are not part of this nation.
Yeah.
And we are giving them representation by removing representation of citizens.
Mm-hmm.
We are providing documentation and things like that to people who are not citizens, who are not valid to be here.
Yep.
And not only that, we're now going to subsidize them off of the back of citizens to enable them to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was talking to somebody else this last week about that, and the individual I always thought was quite liberal. And it was a very interesting conversation because we somehow got off on immigration. And, you know, I said, you know, the thing that really bothers me the most about the immigration issue right now is that we're allowing these people to come over the border.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're creating a system where they are economic slaves.
Yes.
They have no option. They can't go out and get a real job, you know, an actual career type of job, because they don't speak the language. They're uneducated, a lot of them, unfortunately, because of where they come from. And they don't have the documentation to actually pass an E-Verify or, you know, any type of actual background check. So we're creating economic slaves who have to rely on the American people to pay for their housing, for their food, for their health care, now for their driver's licenses, and all this other stuff. And this is actually creating more animosity than it should. Because why do we have to pay for that? They shouldn't be here to begin with, right?
If you want to disrupt a society,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you want to change a society, and you make a society like Americans dependent, okay, you can't really do that outright. But if you set up a second class of citizen, someone for the status quo to feel superior over, you're bribing them. With their own things. So now that you have both groups of people that are actually dependent upon the government in different ways, it's part of the plan. And you know, my problem is not with immigration.
No,
okay?
We were built on immigrants.
But
we need immigration.
We are not expecting these people to be held to the same standards as anyone else. They're not to accept the same amount of responsibility for themselves, but yet they are being entitled to privilege even above and beyond that of a citizen. And it's being done on purpose. And it's being allowed to happen. It's being propagated to happen. And it's just part of the failure of the state of California. And at what point do people start to wake up and go, hey, they're not just dumb. They're doing this on purpose. There's an
mm-hmm.
ulterior motive to this, absolutely.
Yep.
Wake up and realize that position and what's going on with it,
mm-hmm.
and then start to ask yourself, when these people engage with you, when they ask you these nonsense gotcha questions, why do you feel the need to defend yourself? Why do you even need to feel the compunction to engage in a ridiculous argument?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah. Why are we defending logic?
Why are we defending
common sense?
Yeah, exactly. You know, why do we start from the position that a bunch of imbeciles that are condoning failure is the position that you start from in the argument,
mm-hmm.
that you somehow have to prove them wrong and prove yourself right?
Yeah.
Okay, if they were right, the argument wouldn't exist in the first place. You know, but then you get yourself into the position of you end up feeling like an imbecile because you're arguing with imbeciles all day long. And what is that going to accomplish?
Yeah, how many of us have been talking to somebody about something and it's for lack of a better term, it's black and white.
Yeah.
It's right, it's wrong. I mean, it's like arguing with a 2-year-old sometimes, and you go home or you get in your car or you hang up the phone and you're just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, and it...
Every parent's felt that way, but now imagine doing it to an adult. Okay, we don't need are-you-kidding-me moments. If their position is illogical, simply say, your position is illogical.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to argue about this.
No.
Go look it up. Go research
it. Go do something else.
Yeah.
Go engage with somebody that there's some hope for.
Yeah.
You know, go engage with somebody that wants to make a change, that wants to improve mm-hmm. themselves, that wants to build the future, that wants to live free. There are people that are terrified of freedom.
Or that is yearning for answers.
Yeah.
Because there are people out there like that, but usually the ones who scream the loudest are the ones who just need time out.
Okay, Brent Weaver.
Well, no, I'm thinking, I have a 2-year-old at home. The louder he gets, the more chance he's going to end up on the stairs for the next 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just sit there until he calms down and will use his words nicely.
Yeah, that's
you know?
What it is. And, you know, let's worry about our tone. You know, as we're losing our country, we're losing our freedom, as, you know, we're being shoehorned into this Agenda 21 plan, let's make sure that we're respectful and we're polite and correct about it.
But you can
know.
Be firm.
Well, that's...
And
you know,
pointed.
I wonder if, you know, during World War II, when the Germans and the Japanese were trying to take our freedom...
I really like pillows.
They really like pillows.
You know, and the Germans and the Japanese at least had the integrity, I guess, and to stand up and just outright by force try and take freedom and liberty and destroy it, whereas
yeah.
the people that are doing it now are doing it by subterfuge and by dishonorable tactics and by, you know, all of these different things. But my question is when we were fighting the Japanese and the Germans and killing them by the
thousands
know,
and hundreds of thousands
by
of
the
places.
By the trainload lot,
yeah.
were we sure to be polite to them before we shot them?
Yeah.
Were we worried about our tone when we referred to Tojo or to Hitler, you know?
Or did we say how it was? Because some point you just have to.
Or what about the Rosenbergs after the
oh,
war
yeah.
that committed treason by turning
yep.
over state secrets to our enemy? Were we worried about our tone and our politeness then?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, what about when we went after Gaddafi for bombing people? Or, you know... Any of these things, when people are
well, then
enemies
we check our
of
tone
the
with
United
Saddam.
States.
Let's just make it as recent as you know what when we killed him, what 4 years ago.
You know, and it is another example is if you have a problem with something that what somebody says to say your favorite politician or something like that.
You should never have a favorite politician. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you shouldn't. And ask yourself the question: okay, if they were giving the same treatment to somebody else,
mm-hmm.
okay? Say, what if they were behaving the exact same way with Jerry Brown? Would
mm-hmm.
you have a problem with it? Or would you sit there and go, no, go get him? Or if they were, you know, taking the same tone with the Whig, Kevin DeLeon, you know, if they were going the same way after President Obama, would you sit there and cheer him on for doing the right thing? But then when it comes to your favorite politician, you go, oh, wait a minute. You must be polite and have the proper tone with him, because even though he's committing treason...
He's our friend.
He's. I voted for him. I supported him.
Yeah.
Really? That's not being a hypocrite, huh?
Mm.
Giant hypocrite.
Yeah. You got to call them out when they need to be called out. It's just like with your kids. You know, if you're an employer and your employee
mm-hmm.
is out of line, do you just go, well, I hired them? No.
Yeah.
You say, hey...
Yeah.
So, I just...
Anyways, we better get on to our next break. We're
Two things I do want to announce that came through on the chat room. In Plumas County, August 16th, 1 p.m., there's going to be a town hall in Greenville next to the fire station. And August the 24th, Patrick Wood will be coming to the Reading Tea Party at 2570 South Bonneville, and he's going to be talking about technocracy and the New World Order, including the Trilateral Commission, when did all of this stuff start, what's being implemented, and why it's being implemented. So we just mentioned that, so it came through on the chat room, too. And again, the second annual clay shooting tournament for the state of Jefferson is October the 24th, and we'll have more information as we get closer for that. So if you have any questions, 605-4567, or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
But damn, you go down for your love to flee. Strange things did happen, you know, stranger would it be. Every night at midnight in the hanging tree.
love brain teasers, interactive puzzles, and mind-bending challenges? Then you won't want to miss Turtle Bay's summer exhibition, Mindbender Mansion. Starting May 23rd, test your brain power by solving puzzles to reveal hidden clues and passwords in order to become a member of the Mindbender Society. Mindbender Mansion was created by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry and is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
By now, I'm sure you're aware of the many advantages solar energy offers you and your family. Clearly, solar is finding its way into our everyday life. Hi, my name is Sue Blake of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we've been installing solar systems on North State homes since 2003. It's important to know that all solar is not the same. As a solar contractor, we partner with SunPower because having just celebrated their 30th anniversary in the solar industry, they have a proven track record. SunPower is an American solar company which developed and patented the industry's most efficient solar cells and solar panels on the market for a complete solar energy solution. There are many cost-effective solar packages available, some starting for less than a cup of coffee a day. And we want you to have the information you need so that you know all the solar options available for your family. Experience and commitment to quality. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California. National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Turn down a dirt road, rebel flag flying, coon dog in the back. Truck bed loaded down with beer and a cold one in my lap. Earnhardt sticker behind my head and my woman by my side. Tailpipes popping, radios rocking, country boy can survive. If you got a problem with that, you can kiss my country ass.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where so many country songs really are apt to our way of life.
They are.
Oh, I always find it so funny when people are like, oh, gosh, I hate country. You know, it's so twangy and this and that. I'm like, if you listen to the words, you have a country song for every situation here in the North State.
Yeah, you really do.
So.
You know, and that's, another thing that's been kind of getting kicked around and stuff lately is political correctiveness. You know,
right?
Like, people are almost embarrassed to be like, yeah, I'm a redneck. Yeah, I'm a hillbilly.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm one of those people. Yeah, so what?
I probably call you a redneck.
No, I'm a hillbilly. I'm not a redneck.
See, I got those different. Hillbillies are kind of, you know, they married their cousin and they got no teeth. Rednecks just like to go hunting and fishing and all that, and they live out in the woods.
Okay, let me explain it to you. Here's the difference between a hillbilly and a redneck. Okay?
Take notes, guys.
Okay. Now, if there was a hillbilly and a redneck in the woods, and they both needed to go to the bathroom, okay, but they didn't have any toilet paper, they would both be smart enough to use their socks.
What?
The redneck would put their socks back on.
Oh, my God.
That's the difference between a hillbilly and a redneck.
Oh, ew. Their socks?
Never been stuck out in the woods and...
No, I always put like a little bit, like a little ream of toilet paper or something in the backpack. You never know.
You're such a girl.
No, my dad even did that because he used to drive around all Northern California because his area of work was the Oregon border to Sacramento from coast to Nevada. He always had toilet paper in his car because you never knew when you were stuck in traffic.
I will be the first one to admit that I've had to use a sock before.
Were you drunk?
No.
Okay, well then.
No. Well, but anyways, and it's gotten to the point where people are just afraid to call things what they are.
Yeah.
You know, they've got to come up with some benign, clinical, sterile term for it
Well, you might become an ist.
Yeah.
Whatever ist it is, you'll be an ist.
There's a problem with everything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what did we do with life before we had social media to, you know, judge and condemn everything that we ever want to do?
Yeah.
You know, why do we buy
into that? You probably
just
happily did it and hung out with your neighbors.
Yeah. It's really true. And, you know, people have got to stop being afraid to call things what they're going to be called or what they are because they're worried about some kind of social judgment from somebody that they probably shouldn't even be dealing with in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, your very first question should be, is there a reason that I care about this person's opinion?
Your answer 90% of the time will probably be no. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. You don't have to agree with somebody 100% of the time in order to coexist and mingle and be friends and go out and do stuff together.
I have friends that I disagree with.
Oh, your wife. Do you agree with her 100% of the time?
No.
No, the answer is yes. She might be listening.
No, but I don't agree with
no,
her
No, you
the
don't.
Time.
But somehow,
she's always right.
But she's always right. Did you hear that? But, I mean, that's where we get, and I think that's why you have a lot of breakdowns in marriages and stuff, is because we're in this culture where if you don't agree all the time...
Yeah, you just...
Well, then I can't be friends with you. I can't associate with you. Well, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to deal with that. And you get that in the work environment. You get that in the education environment. You get that everywhere you go. And it's like, I don't have to agree with you on my favorite color is not purple. It doesn't have to be purple.
And it's one thing. You could agree on everything else in one thing. Oh, now you have to be diametrically opposed to each other forever. Like you used to beat each other up on the playground. It's
and being befriended on Facebook is not the worst thing that can happen.
No,
I don't know how many adults have come up to me and been like, "Oh yeah, I'm not friends with this so and so anymore because they befriended me on Facebook."
Wow.
Why are you on Facebook? You're like 40.
News, social media, man.
Yeah.
You got to be connected. You got to know what's going on right now.
It's why I learned about who I should vote for in the next presidential election. Oh, Lord have mercy.
There is a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
You know.
And and I think, you know, tossing this onto the political scheme, I think that's why Trump is resonating with people. I mean, he's just going to say it how it is. And, you know.
Whether you like what he's got to
Garsh
say or
Sturnett,
not.
It's really refreshing, even if he does come across as a complete, you know, donkey.
Yeah, he is a jackwagon.
Yeah.
I think Donald Trump is a jackwagon, but
he's
not afraid.
It.
Yeah, he's not afraid to be him.
I want to see Rand Paul do that. I want to see Scott Walker do that. I want to see Jeb Bush do that. I want to see every single. I want to see Hillary do that. I think it'd be funny to actually hear what
Jeb
Hillary's
Bush
real
do
opinion
except
is.
Except go back to Saudi Arabia where his family came from, but that's just my own personal opinion.
But I mean, that's the thing is when did it become better to speak out of both sides of your mouth rather than say this is how it is?
Yeah, to stand for something.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I always think back of, I think it was in 2008. Yeah, it was 2008 when John McCain was running and that we were going through all those presidential debates. And it was just like, oh, my gosh, pluck my eyelashes out one by one. And they asked Obama the question about abortion. And he went on for like 5 or 6 minutes and said nothing in true Obama fashion. And then it gets to McCain and he goes, no. And everybody stared at him for probably 5 to 10 seconds. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, and... You know, where's your exceptions? Where's this? Where's that?
Yeah.
I don't care whether you guys agree with abortion or whatever, but, you know, that's a classic example of, that's a person who said, this is my opinion, done.
Yeah.
Done.
Pretty much. Yeah.
You know,
it's,
I miss that.
Yeah, and I miss the ability to disagree.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's your opinion, but, you know.
Yeah, I miss the honored sport of debate around the water cooler.
Yeah.
You know, I miss America. I miss Americans. What happened?
Well, we could get sued.
Yeah.
I mean, the Supreme Court just upheld a couple months ago where even if your bylaws for your company aren't meant to be racially discriminatory, that you can be sued if it is proven that not enough people are part of it. Well, are you kidding me? Even if you didn't mean for that to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's just the culture of we're all trying to just, in the words of my old soccer coach, just pussyfoot around everything.
Well, it is. That's exactly what it is. And the people that are screaming equal rights and civil rights and all of these things, what they're really screaming is you will do things the way that I think you should do them and comply, and it shall be equality on my terms because you won't be allowed to do anything else.
Talk to a feminist in the 70s. Talk to a feminist now. They're not the same.
No.
Feminists in the 70s wanted to be able to wear pants to school, and they wanted to be able to walk around campus without having to have an armed guard after 6 p.m. They wanted to have the ability to make their own decisions. Nowadays, it's, oh, well, it's the man's fault. It's this fault. It's their fault. It's not ever the woman's fault. We want 100% equality, but we're not signing up for the draft.
Well, it is our fault for letting them get away with it. But anyways.
But that's the thing. If you want equality, you got to get it across the board.
Well, there is no such thing as equality because people aren't equal. People are never going to be equal.
Yeah.
You know, it's the celebration of the diversity and the celebrating of the fact that people are different, and allow them to be different, allow them to be who they are, allow them to express their talents in different ways,
yeah,
allow them to be individuals. That's, I mean, one of the biggest bases of America is individualism. I'm so tired of conformity. You can say this, you can't say this, you must do this, you must pay that, you will not pay this, you will wear this, you will won't that, you can't drive this, but you can drive this, you can do this, this is bad kind of energy, you can kill this, but you can't kill that, you will eat this, you can grow this, but you can't. Enough already.
Yeah.
Get out of my room, Mom. I just, enough.
Slam. No, that's a great point, is you know, as we move out of our parents' homes, we just extended parental control to the government.
We have. And it's because people don't want to accept responsibility for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to. They want the government to fix it. I mean, every time there's a problem, 99% of the people are out there going, oh, the government better do something about this. There's like 1% of the people who are out there going, man, maybe we better get up and do something about this.
Yeah, I don't want the government to fix our forest. How about let us fix our forest?
Name one thing the government has fixed ever.
Yeah, they can't even run the post office.
No, it's mail. What do? A letter comes in, you hand it to somebody, you drive it to somebody's
house. You don't
house,
even do that anymore.
It
it's all automated.
I know.
How does it get messed up?
I know.
How?
The government does nothing well.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah. That's why there are only 3 things designated to the federal government.
Yeah, exactly.
And one of them we expect not to run well, but it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
Military.
Yeah. It's, you know, and we have enabled this to occur and to happen. It's, and California is the spearhead of what is coming to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
You know.
So we don't need more states like California. We need less states like California.
No, we need more states like Jefferson.
Yeah. And we do have to roll off to a break. We're going to catch Billy Bob. We do hear you out there on the phone. Sorry. We're going to catch you right after this break so we can give you as much time as you need, okay? All right. You can call in at 605-4567. Hang out in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
They'll help you keep up with technology.
There's an open casting call for actors, singers, and dancers ages 7 and up for Reading's holiday tradition, A Cascade Christmas. This holiday spectacular features an all-new story, music, dance, and illusion to bring the spirit of Christmas into everyone's hearts. Auditions are at the Cascade August 21st through the 23rd. Singing auditions are on a first-come, first-served basis. Dance auditions by appointment only. Information and appointments online at cascadebackstage.org/auditions or 243-8877.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net. And donate now to show your support.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where everything is still on fire.
It is.
Unfortunately.
It's burning down. You know. And, you know, it gets to a certain point, too, where you get tired of talking about who's at fault and who's to blame, and you just want to be allowed to fix it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's where a lot of us are, is just let us fix it. And get out of the way and let it. I mean, it really is that simple. We just want to make it better.
Yeah.
And I am a firm believer that we as a community can do it. We know how to do it. We've done it in the past.
Well, we've been up here for a century or more. Well, century and a half. I think we know how to fix it.
You know, there's some homes that were lost up in the Trinity fires that some of those families have been there for 150 years.
Yeah.
You know, they know what to do, and it's come to the point where I grow tired of talking about it. Let's get everybody out of the way. Let's fix it.
Yeah.
And politely step aside and let us do what we need to do to live as the people that we are. Or
we'll help you along.
We'll help you out of the way. And as a good Boy Scout, I will help you across the street.
And we do have a caller on the line. Good morning, Billy Bob. How are you today?
Just fine. Thank you, Kayla. Listen, you guys, I just want to make my accolade to you two for all the hard work you do for the state of Jefferson and Mark Baird and all the Terry LaPosa, all the boys and girls that are fighting for this cause. And there isn't anything more that we can do, and you guys are on the forefront, and I just want to give you some applause. And then again, your last segment prompted my call in the fact of this political correctness and where the powers to be and the political money and everything that is involved in this society again is coming to the forefront with this last debate where Fox News had their sights aimed at Donald Trump right off the get-go.
Oh, yes, they did.
And Megyn Kelly, in my opinion, should be banned from the airwaves for her absolute, ridiculous, unprofessional question to Mr. Trump. Total disregard and disrespect for him and in that question that caused the ruckus that now has disinvited him to the Red State Convention over the weekend. And this is absolutely an indication of how the status quo and the political money is out to bury Donald Trump, because he is one of those people that would turn over the apple cart and start setting things straight in this society and in this country. And again, they are not going to let him do that. and they're just beginning, and you hide and watch, and you'll see them completely bury him. So anyway, I'm really upset that Megyn Kelly is a bimbo, and she should not be on the airwaves. And Fox News did not do them anything, any service to their network. So, all right, I'll let you guys get back to the show. Great show.
All right, thanks, Billy Bob.
Thank you, Billy Bob. You know, and he's right. The special interests are going to headhunt.
Well, the people who think that Fox News is the opposite of CNN.
Well, it is.
It is the opposite, but they still have their sponsors. They still have their donors.
The opposite side of the coin.
But it's the same coin.
Yeah.
What we're talking about is a little round piece in the middle.
Over here,
that's where
CNN,
you want to get your news.
Over here at CNN, they're handing out grape Kool-Aid. And over here at Fox, it's cherry Kool-Aid, but you're still drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, it still tastes like cough medicine.
You know, one of the things that, and we're a little off track here for Jefferson, but one of the things that should be pointed out is if you watch that Fox debate, it absolutely was a headhunt about who was allowed to talk, when they were allowed to talk, how much they were allowed to talk, and what questions who got. And then you start looking at the connections between Fox News and Saudi Arabia and then the Bush family in Saudi Arabia. They were under orders.
Hmm.
You know, it's the same thing.
And that's where it comes down to individuals, principles, character, and track record. You can't just go, oh, well, they have an R behind their name. Well,
that's why you see
that doesn't
the revolt
make you conservative. That doesn't mean that they have the same principles as you do. I mean, you don't have to be conservative. Just, do they actually share your principles? Do they actually want the betterment of America? Do they actually want prosperity?
Yeah, they're corporatists.
Or do they want something else entirely?
Yeah. It's, you know, and that's where you're starting to see the revolt in the Republican Party amongst Republican members, because there are people that are really not happy with the Republican Party and what they stand for anymore and what they're doing.
That's why they're so afraid of, for example, Trump going third party.
Yeah.
That's why they're so afraid, because if that happens, why would you vote for somebody who doesn't share your principles, your character, or your want for the future of America, when you can just find somebody else? Why do you think the independent Rand Paul and his dad had such a following with young people?
Yeah.
You want young people to join the Republican Party? Well, you probably should figure out what it is that they want for the future of their families, themselves, and America.
And that ties into exactly what we want to do here in Jefferson, is not only do we want good representatives, we want to have the ability to have enough representatives to actually do something about it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's state politics is a microcosm of federal politics. Yeah. County politics is a microcosm of state politics. So if you're having this issue on the federal level, chances are it started in your hometown. That's why you have to fix
where
you're at
where they came
first.
From.
And it's probably where they came from, unfortunately. Well, That's very true.
But now you look at things like down in Southern California, they're having this big flap because there's a city down there. Two of their city councilmen that just got appointed aren't even citizens.
What?
I'm not kidding you. There is a city in Southern California that they just appointed two, they call them commissioners, city councilmen, are not even citizens. They're illegal aliens, and they were appointed to sit on the city council. Yeah, how does that work?
Carl?
You know,
the dog tilting his head.
At what point does someone stand up and say, well, I'm not going to follow anything that this city passes because the government's not even legal?
Yeah, that would be... Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is what we're talking about sticking to in California. This is why we don't need to defend our position. I would like to hear them defend their position, why it's okay for illegal alien, not as citizens, to be dictating government policy, to be writing ordinances that affect people's lives. I would like to see them defend their position, why it's okay when California is broke to expect us to subsidize insurance that's required by the state of California for people that are not even legally existing here.
Yeah.
Quit trying to defend our position. We don't have to defend anything. Make them defend their position.
Yeah. So that's what we're going to leave them with this week.
Yeah.
Don't defend yourself. Just have an opinion.
Just be you. Make them defend themselves.
Yeah, nobody
else
can be you.
I don't think they can do it.
Yeah. Well, this is the Jefferson State of Mind, always lively, and we'll be back next week. So it is time to make it yours, Jeffersonian.
Sovereign Minds is next on KCNR Shasta Redding.
I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Texas authorities say 8 people have been found dead in a Houston area home following a standoff with a man who shot at police. After the man surrendered, police found 5 children and 3 adults dead. Also on SRNNews.com, GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump says people are misinterpreting his intent when he criticized Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly following last week's debate.
They built it up. But only literally a sick person would think that. And the only reason I even stopped my thought, I didn't even say anything because I stopped, because I wanted to get on to the next subject, which I think was jobs, which was much more important to me.
Trump appeared on ABC's This Week program. GOP presidential candidate Florida Senator Mark Rubio says he has chosen not to respond to comments made by Trump.
I've made a decision here with Donald Trump. You know, if I comment on everything he says, I mean, my whole campaign will be consumed by it.
Rubio appeared on NBC's Meet the Press. Arlington, Texas police have called in the FBI after